hope you're ready to hear from the most organic guy around. Here he is, landscape architect, arborist, author, columnist for the Dallas Morning News, and my dad, the dirt doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, my daughter and announcer, who just recently got engaged. If you didn't hear the first hour, talked about the fact that she and my future son-in-law, Bo Schmidt, are now engaged, living in Costa Rica. And if you want more information, we've got a little bit on Facebook, but we'll be putting some more out there for you. They're doing some interesting things down there. It's the website, the Facebook is facebook.com/thedirtdoctor. Check it out, and we'll tell you more about their adventures as we go. Some people have asked me how they met. My daughter, Logan, who's 29 now, by the way, she has wanderlust like nobody has ever had. She's traveled by herself to some places that most people would think we were nuts for allowing to happen. She lived alone in Brazil twice. I mean, in Argentina, not Brazil. We were talking about Matt and I were talking about both countries off the air a minute ago about the roundup deal. And she was by herself in Guatemala is where she met Bo, who was there by himself, who also has that wanderlust. And that's why they hit it off. One of the reasons why they hit it off so well. They both have this incredible interest in traveling the world, meeting new people and doing new things and all that sort of business. This hour is brought to you by a couple of other companies that are back with us, great supporters that I wanted to mention to you, Black Cow Compost Products, and you just heard an ad for them, I think, and also Rhodey's Green Sense Products. Rhodey's is a nursery, an organic nursery here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area in Garland. One of the first to get into it, Greg Rhodey. And I talked way back in the day and before he was organic, kind of back and forth, and he decided to take the plunge into the organic arena, and they've done a great job. His website, they sell a lot of stuff on the internet. Beorganic.com is the website, so go check that out. And any of these sponsors that you hear on the show, be sure and always tell them thanks for helping keep the Dirt Doctor on the air and helping people with this organic idea. Joyce has been holding in Colorado Springs, listening on 1460 there. Hi, Joyce.
Good morning. Hope you had a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
I did. Same to you.
Thank you. I grew up with a Venus flytrap plant, and it was big my whole entire years before I went to college. My dad... if it was acceptable when he was young to have been an arborologist, he would have been. But he studied veterinary medicine because he was raised on a ranch in eastern Colorado. Mm-hmm. But his real passion was growing things. Mm-hmm. But he had this Venus flycatcher all my life. It was about, it was an inside plant, of course, east of Greeley. The plant itself was about 2 feet tall.
Wow.
And it was very bushy. He kept it to show children who would come by the phenomenal behavior of the plant and loved that. But it never seemed to get bigger than what I remember it being when I was a small child. And then it just stayed, but it was very healthy. I recall it not being watered any more than the rest of the plants.
Well, I did just a quick look-see on the internet during the break, and the thing I ran into was that the general information on there says that it is native to bog and swamp areas, but it likes light soil, which means it has to have moisture, but it needs to drain really well. And it also then made a big note about the fact that you must use pure water, that tap water, because of all the dissolved minerals in it, especially, you know, calcium and some of the other things that are in a lot of the water, will really do a fly trap in a hurry. And that's probably what I did. Do you know if y'all used filtered water on yours?
Well, we would have had to because I was raised on a ranch southeast of Greeley where the water was really not even drinkable.
Okay.
We brought in truck tanks
water. There you go. All right, that explains the difference. 2 feet is a lot bigger than I realized they would grow. I'm going to have to get one now or a couple of them and give it a try, Joyce. It sounds like it wouldn't be as hard as I thought if you know a few basic things. I think the lightness of the soil mix and then good pure filtered water may be the key.
I recall my father could grow anything. He should have really been, he should have majored in plants. I grew up in a virtual forest and all kinds of odd things as I was growing up because of his love and passion. When Mother had passed away and Dad moved into Greeley, he had a small, very small greenhouse built just outside of the house. And on, I think it was Father's Day one spring, he said, would you please, he was rather crippled, he was on crutches, he said, would you, he was in his 80s, would you go out and pull up that tomato plant that's in the greenhouse? He said, it's too big, I want to plant another one and see it grow and produce. I did what he asked. It was all the way, it was one plant, all the way to the top of the greenhouse, 8 feet tall, and it covered one whole end, which is, I think, 6 feet. And I took off 2 bushels of tomatoes off of that thing.
Holy cow. I'm surprised he wanted to take it out. He just wanted to start over with a fresh plant, huh?
He wanted to start over with a fresh plant. And that's, he could grow anything anywhere. So he probably had the proper soil in that flycatcher.
Right.
I don't know what he had because I never liked plants. I'm the one that has the Oriole Gardens in Colorado Springs.
Right, right.
And I love that. And I love the pond and so forth. I've never liked outdoor plants and things until the last few years when I convert everything to Oriental Gardens. And I just don't have rather any grass. I have all ground cover and various other plants. But I grew up, I should have learned an awful lot from him, but I didn't.
Well, it sounds like he had some good techniques that he just developed on his own. So
he was a consultant for CSU in Fort Collins on roses. I recall when I was still in, I guess, high school, across the driveway on one his area of the yard, he had a garden of just roses, and he had 187 types of roses in that one garden. And he loved roses, and he was a master at treating them for all kinds of diseases. And he was a consultant for CSU. He did not attend school in Colorado. He had been in school in Missouri. But they did have him on their consulting list for roses. So he was way ahead of himself in natural fertilizers, and he would not. We had a huge cattle business and a huge poultry business, And he was an expert. He gave lectures all around the state and a couple other local states, nearby states, on feeding without giving any artificial, you know, antibiotics and all that kind of stuff.
That's terrific. Does he have any publications, Joyce?
No, he doesn't.
That's a shame. Sounds like he was really way ahead of the game. And so he basically approached everything, animals and plants, with a natural, organic approach then.
Yes, he did. And in a house also, we were very structured in terms of our diet and how it was raised and so forth. Mother had been a teacher, and so she went right along with all this, but I learned all these things early on. So I have been watching for a lot of things in my life, my entire life. But he was way ahead of himself.
Sounds like it. I wish he had written some of that information down for us.
Yeah, you and me both, because I could have certainly used help in all of my transition the last several years. But I want to tell you, we had a very large Venus flytrap, and I don't remember it ever changing in size. I don't recall what it was like when it was started because I don't recall it being that small.
How did he teach the kids with it? How did he catch the flies, and what did he, how did he do all that?
Oh, he, if it, flies weren't available, he would put small pieces of hamburger on the leaves.
Okay.
And other kinds of things. He was a great teacher. That's why he gave lectures around the state for feed for animals and poultry, and he loved teaching people. So he was really, he loved kids, and so that mixture was really great. Kids loved going there to see the fly trap. Now, I don't recall it seeing that plant in Greeley. It probably was there. It wasn't, I didn't understand his house and where he had things quite as readily as he was on the ranch because I didn't help him move or anything. But he probably had it. I don't recall it, though. But it never changed as far as size when I was growing up.
Well, the internet websites that I found on it say that it really needs a lot of full sun. Where did he have the one?
He did have it at the. It was a very long, narrow, well, not so narrow, but very long kitchen, and in the west end of the kitchen, that was all south-facing windows.
Southwest, okay.
And he had a big counter there with all the inside plants.
Okay, great. All right, you've got me all fired up to give it a try. Thanks very much for the stories. I appreciate it, Joyce.
Bye-bye.
I'll talk to you. And we've got an open line, R2, 866-444-3478. We'll be back right after this. I have a great recommendation for container gardening. SmartPot is superior in several ways. It's a fabric container that releases heat and enhances root structure because it's fabric. You can have a garden in any location. It's easy to carry, lasts for years, provides excellent drainage, and prevents soil compaction and circling roots. For more information or to find a store in your area, go to smartpots.com or call 800-521-8098. That's smartpots.com.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless Kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Crazy water is so good, it's crazy. Here's the crazy water tip of the day. Electrolytes like sodium, potassium, magnesium, and chloride recharge your cells. That's especially important for your heart and muscles. Low electrolytes can lead to fatigue and cramping. Crazy water contains over 11 minerals that help with hydration recovery, replenishing your electrolytes, and more. And crazy water does it all naturally. Get some at Whole Foods, Central Market, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products, and one of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growin' Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth:
Vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth, vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth, animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth, animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth, children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth, children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard and the birds are back. Telephone number and an open line for you at 866-444-3478. Lucille is calling us from Missoula, Montana, listening on 1290 there. Hi, Lucille. Lucille, are you there? There she is.
And how are you today?
I am great. Happy New Year to you. What's going on?
Well, I have a Christmas cactus that friends of mine come and say, oh my gosh, you must have a green thumb. I do not have a green thumb. But this cactus is probably 8 years old. I had to finally repot it into a good, 12-inch pot or bigger. Okay. The trunk looks like a tree trunk, you know.
Wow, good.
It blooms from just before Thanksgiving on into January sometime. It's still covered with blossoms.
Well, that's great.
All right. Now, my problem is I water it every Saturday. I put some plant food in the water, and I put it in the bottom of the plant. Well, when I repotted it, I got a big saucer from the hardware store just in case I spilled over, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I watered it yesterday, I realized that that saucer was plumb full of water, and so was the pot. What has happened?
Well, did you not use the saucer in the past? Is the saucer a new addition?
Oh, no. As soon as I've always kept a saucer on it, no matter what size it was, but when I got this great big pot, I got a great big saucer. It's plastic, and it's, 4 inches high?
Okay. Well, when you repotted it, did you use the same kind of soil that you had used in the smaller pot before?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. I bought cactus type potting soil.
Okay, that's good. Nice and loose material. How long ago did we repot it?
Oh, it's been, I would say, 5 years.
Oh, you repotted a long time ago. I bet you what has happened, Lucille, the plant is obviously doing very well. Your watering regime of about a week between waterings is good. I'll bet you're keeping it in a place where the light change, the natural light change has affected it positively. It's probably being kept fairly cool, would be my guess.
Well, I have been thinking that maybe I should cut the heat off in that room. We had guests over the holidays, so I left it on. But I'm thinking I probably should close that vent.
Yeah, because I bet you in the past you've kept it a little bit on the cool side. That
yes.
would be a good guess. Yeah,
yes.
That's how you stimulate blossoms with a Christmas cactus. So that's why you've been doing such a good program and having such good success with it. I think what has happened now is it has been growing so well that the roots are becoming root-bound and jammed up a little bit in the soil, which isn't the end of the world. But it may adjust, it may require an adjustment in how you water, because those real heavy mass of roots in there may be making the soil not drain quite as well as it used to drain. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So do this. First of all, dump the water out of the saucer. Don't water again until it dries out to where it looks and feels about like it used to between waterings. You may have to go from once a week to once every week and a half or even longer. The
okay,
best,
because I even emptied that part of the pot.
Yeah. Well, you're going to have to adjust your watering, and I would also recommend, and this is a good tip for anybody with any kind of interior plant, a good probe to use to probe the soil to see whether it needs water yet or not is a pencil, a wooden pencil, and you put the sharp end, the graphite end down in the soil, and you can tell from the moisture and the soil that adheres to the wood part that's been exposed by sharpening the pencil whether there's enough moisture in the soil or not, and then you don't water again until the top few inches is really starting to dry out pretty well like it used to do.
Okay. Now, it's in a west-south corner window.
Okay, that's good.
And I tried African violets in that room. They all died. So I moved the one that someone gave me later for Mother's Day into a south window, but the sun never comes into the window, and it just has done wonders.
So it gets bright light, but not direct sun.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
good. What you might try on those two that I've found works real well is the Garrett juice mixture as the fertilizer rather than the synthetic blue-green kinds of things, and you'll have a little bit more buffering and probably just make the growing of the African violets a lot easier.
Okay, now where do I get Garrett juice?
Well, you can make it yourself. Can you hang on with me a little bit, and I'll tell you about how to make it and maybe how to get it if you don't want to make it yourself.
All right.
Okay, hang on. I'll be back with you in just a bit. We'll take a little break here and then talk to Lucille about making Garrett juice at home, or you can buy it if you want to go that route, too. I'm the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. I'll be back after this.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore. The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to DirtDoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. We're talking to Lucille in Missoula, Montana, about interior plants and fertilizing with what I use on all our interior plants. We've had tremendous success with, and that's Garrot Juice. Are you with us still, Lucille?
I am. I'm with you.
Okay, let's talk about Garrot Juice. If you haven't made it before, and Lucille apparently has not, it is a mixture of some ingredients that we've been playing around with and using in various combinations for many years, and we've come up with what have found to work the best, and it's basically compost tea is the main ingredient, and compost tea has a wide range of things that you can use to fill that, and I'll talk about that for you a little bit more, but that's what goes in the most into the mixture. The rest of the ingredients, in fact, into a gallon of water, this is the best way to tell you how to do it. To make a gallon of Garrot Juice, you put into just a little less than a gallon of water, because these ingredients are going to take up some space, but we're talking about making basically a gallon.
Okay.
Into that gallon, we put a cup of compost tea, and we'll get back to that in a minute about what all that could be. And then we put 1 ounce each of liquid molasses. You can actually use any kind of sugar, but liquid molasses is the best. The best place to buy it is the farm and feed stores. Some garden centers will have a horticultural molasses, but any molasses will work. And then 1 ounce of seaweed, liquid seaweed, any of the garden centers should have that in stock or can get it really easily. You could also order it online if none of the local people have it.
Okay.
Okay.
And then you want 1 ounce of apple cider vinegar. Apple cider vinegar, I think, may be the most important ingredient in the mixture. If you use an organic apple cider vinegar with the mother in it, you know, the particulate stuff that you see in the organic vinegars, that's best. But you can basically use any vinegar that you have or that you buy.
Okay.
And then I'm forgetting one thing, molasses seaweed vinegar and I'm forgetting one thing, the basic thing. Well, there's some other additional things that you can add, but those are the main ones.
Compost. Okay. That molasses, can I use grandma's molasses that I make cookies with?
Sure, you can. That's a little more expensive than you need to use.
Yeah, I've got that.
If you've got it, it works fine. So a cup of compost tea and 1 ounce of molasses, seaweed, and apple cider vinegar. And then we'll talk about the additional things that you can add in a minute, too. But let's go back to compost tea. What all can make up the 1 cup of compost tea that goes into the Garrett Juice mixture? Well, first of all, just compost tea. If you mix waste from the kitchen and leaves and some sugars and things into a pile and make a compost, a finished compost, you simply put that compost in water, soak it in water, and then the leachate that comes out from that is the compost tea that you would use in the concentrated compost tea that you'd use in the mixture. You can almost also use what's called liquid humate or dry humate that will turn into a liquid that is designed for that. The nurseries will sometimes have the humates, and you can order them online. For a lot of people, though, that are just doing it for the first time, I tell them that they can use old stale coffee. You can soak old coffee grounds in water and get a real dark leachate from the coffee grounds and use that as the compost tea.
Okay, wonderful. I can do that.
Yeah, so any of these things would be best. If you get a good quality compost like the Black Cow compost that you hear advertised on my show, you know, it'll have microorganisms and have more power for you. But anyway, mixing that together, and then when you water, simply add some of the compost tea to your water. And if you water with the mixture that we've talked about, a cup of compost tea, 1 ounce of molasses, 1 ounce of seaweed, 1 ounce of apple cider vinegar, you can just water with that. That's the mixture that you'd use to spray on the foliage outdoors. It can also, the same mixture, be used as a fertilizer in the soil for patio plants or for interior plants like you have, and it just has very nice, gentle buffering power. Gives all the trace minerals and major nutrients that the plants need, and you'll find that it really works very, very well.
Okay, now I should use that with the Christmas cactus as well as the violets.
Well, you've been having great success with the Christmas cactus doing what you're doing. I think that I would prefer it. I think it'll be more gentle and help your plant and the soil. That may be another thing that's going on. If you've been using a synthetic fertilizer, I hadn't even thought of that, but the reason that your soil may not be draining very well anymore, besides the roots getting too big, is that the synthetic fertilizer that it sounds like you've been using could have salted up the soil. That causes the crumb structure, the drainage, the texture of the soil to kind of collapse, and that creates a situation where it doesn't drain out quite as fast, and because there's not as many not as good air pockets throughout the soil, it doesn't dry out as fast or in a proper way. So switching over to an organic fertilizer, which Garrett Juice is, I think you'll see some improvement, and you might be able to go back to your regular routine without the water building up, because if the water builds up and stays wet in the soil in that Christmas cactus, even though it's been healthy for a long time, you're going to see it start to go downhill.
Well, that's what I'm worried about. And I hesitate to repot it, because if it gets any bigger, I'll have to move out.
Yeah, leave it in the container. It doesn't mind being in a fairly small container anyway. Let's switch over to Garrett Juice as the fertilizer. Probe with a pencil. Make sure you're not watering till you need the water, and I think you'll see the plant stabilize and even get better. And for sure with the African violets, and if you do orchids and things like that in the house or any other interior plants, use the Garrett Juice as your fertilizer. Now, you can buy the Garrett Juice already made. There's three different companies that make a commercial version of it. You can find out about it on our website or doing a search. And if you get tired of making it yourself, you can buy commercial products.
Perfect.
All right.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate the call, Lucille.
All righty.
Talk to you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. Neil, and then the open line is 866-444-3478. Neil's in Fort Worth.
Good morning.
Morning. What's up?
Oh, I got a question for you. Have you ever been to Missoula, Montana?
I have not.
If Lucille needs some on-site consulting, take her up on it.
Okay. Beautiful place?
It's gorgeous. I checked into a bed and breakfast there that was right downtown and had a balcony over the river, and I walked out on my balcony, and there were guys fly fishing for brown trout underneath.
Wow. Lucille, I hope you're still listening. We need to get together sometime. That sounds great.
And it's the best snow skiing I've ever done.
Really?
No, yeah. The quality of the snow and also the lack of crowds.
That sounds great. You know, I've kind of given up snow skiing. We used to do a fair amount of it, but it's just so much trouble and so expensive and everything. We've kind of started doing warm season things like in Costa Rica. But I miss it a little bit.
I do too. Well, my knee doesn't miss it, but that is the one down thing about Missoula is it's a long trip.
Yeah. Okay, thanks for the tip.
Yeah. So the other thing I've got for you before I get into my problem is I was watching PBS yesterday and saw a show called Growing a Greener Planet, a Greener World. Have you seen that?
I have not.
Well, they featured a guy who's an orchardist. Once they in New Hampshire, probably somewhere on the East Coast, and his name is Michael Phillips, and he's got a couple of books. The first one's called The Holistic Orchard. You ought to look into it.
I will.
Really like it.
What was the name of the show?
Growing a Greener, either a Greener World or a Greener Planet. They've also got a website. Growing a Greener World.
Okay. I'll look into it.
They're out of Georgia.
All right.
So what I've got is railroad cross ties. I took probably a dozen out of the front yard, and I'm faced with a much bigger problem in the back. The back is a pretty steep slope, and it's terraced with railroad cross ties.
Okay.
And I want to go up there and grow a bunch of food crops, put in some fruit trees and other things like that. But the dilemma is, I don't want to grow something next to the cross ties. And I also would love not to have to take them all out because there's probably 100 of them.
Yeah. How are they holding up? Are they starting to rot yet at all?
There's decay.
Yeah, that's the problem with them. If there's not enough toxic material in them to keep them in good shape, they start to rot. I'm uncomfortable growing food crops next to railroad ties, but if they're really starting to break down, that means that the creosote and the chemicals related to it have dissipated to some degree. If you leave them in, one thing that you can do is put some plastic as a liner against the wood so that the roots of the plants can't physically touch the wood.
Okay.
But they don't. There was a study done by A&M that was related to my ranting and raving about railroad ties. They did a study to see how well the toxins would leach out of the wood and move laterally. And
right.
Their test said that they didn't move hardly at all. So whether that's right or wrong, that they did do that, and that was what
sponsored by a lumber company in East Texas.
Well, it was sponsored by them because they had been on a campaign of recommending railroad ties for kids to use in schools to build raised beds and grow vegetables. And I was going around Texas on a speaking tour telling people that was the worst thing that you can do. So they kind of panicked and they did this real quick study saying that there wasn't anything to worry about. Well, there is, especially if the roots touch the wood. So if you do go ahead and do this, get some kind of heavy liner and put it in down adjacent to the wood, it'll be a little trouble to do it.
Well, what about coming away from it and doing a trench?
That'd be fine, and filling the trench with gravel or something. But if you're going to do the trench, you might as well put something down in it, like fiberglass or plastic or something that would form a physical barrier. The main thing you want to do is keep the roots from growing over and touching the wood.
I'm just thinking it'd be a lot easier to get, you know, to get a trencher and run a trench rather than try to dig right.
No, that'd be fine. Yeah, either one would be fine. Next time you do it, use real stone or concrete.
Yeah.
Did you have something else?
Yeah, if you don't
mind. Okay, hang on. I'll be back with you right after this. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Don't go away.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here for Victor Pet Foods. Besides having grain-free products, all Victor formulations are free of wheat, corn, soy, or gluten and are naturally preserved with no toxins, flavors, or colors. Victor's loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs, Carmen and Tater, love the Victor. I feel strongly that your dogs will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store or go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
We know probiotics are good for digestive health, but what about your skin? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products can disrupt the balance of the friendly bacteria on your skin. That's why Dr. O'Hara's probiotics merge ancient Japanese fermentation skills with probiotic and prebiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line to help revive and support balanced microecology for healthy skin. Their Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, promotes optimal skin ecology while clarifying and rebalancing even sensitive skin without drying. Their Magoroku lotion combines Dr. O'Hara's award-winning pre- and probiotic isolate with 14 oxygenating plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to restore your glow. Research confirms it inhibits growth of harmful bacteria that can cause skin disorders. Use it alone or with your favorite serums. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic skincare is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine stores.
Maestro Grow, the makers of great organic fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now making Garrett Juice Pro. Garrett Juice Pro is for use on all your crops to improve the soil and plant roots with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, hydrolyzed fish, and beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it in garden centers, feed stores, and hardware stores. And for more information, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growin' Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Howard, back with you, 866-444-3478. We were talking with Neil in Fort Worth, and he had something else. What's up, Neil?
Well, I'm still on the cross ties. I have a couple more questions.
Okay.
You used to talk about using Norit as a spray to lock up some of those toxic elements in the soil, and I know that that's apparently not available easily. Is there anything similar that I could spray those things with?
Yeah, the second best thing to use is a fine-textured humate.
Okay.
And there are several on the market that you can get through some of the, you know, regular suppliers like Maestro Grow and Rhodies and Medina and people like that. But you can also, some of those companies sell that stuff directly. The key is to get some humate that's as fine a texture as possible. Activated charcoal that's really fine texture would do the same thing. When you use those materials like that, those real fine textures, it's like talcum powder. It's so finely textured. You mix it in water and you spray it on, and when it hits toxins in the soil, it will lock up the toxins immediately. It'll tie them up immediately. They don't break down,
right,
except over a period of time, but they lock things up the instant they hit the soil that's contaminated.
Okay.
So finding Norit's been a huge frustration because we tried to figure out some way to get their product on the market, and they just weren't interested. You know, they do big industrial stuff, and they just didn't want to fool with the retail packaging or anything like that.
Yeah, I got interested in them after hearing you talk about them for years, and I finally bought some of their stock. I managed to get it at the high point.
Oh, really? Well, I don't know enough about it to tell you about that angle of it, but
I feel like it ought to be something attractive if they are in the business of cleaning up big coal-fired plants and things like that.
Yeah, you would think so. That's one of the main things that they're into. That whole story, maybe you heard the original story, but that whole conversation got started one day because a couple that were listeners called me and said that the fella, had a real severe sensitivity to pesticides, and that Kimlawn or some chemical lawn care company, I think that's who they specifically said, doesn't matter, whoever it was, came to the wrong house, which happens quite often.
Oh, yeah, while they weren't home, probably.
They weren't home. They came to the wrong house. They sprayed
pesticides all over the place. Well, this guy walked outside and got instantly sick, and he was sick for a while, and they started calling me and asking what they could do, and I recommended the soil detox program that we had on board at that time, which was just building the soil type stuff, and I hadn't learned about NARIT yet. I did tell them that some kind of charcoal would help to use on the front end. Well, they tried it, and they had some success, and then through the process, they ran into NARIT, and they got some NARIT somehow from the company, mixed it with water, sprayed it out there, and they called me, and they said Howard, he could immediately after spraying it walk out on the property and not get sick. It worked that fast.
That's great.
So that's how the whole thing got started. But then the frustration came in of trying to figure out how to get the stuff on the market, and we've never been successful at that.
Okay, one more question about the ties.
Okay.
I've got a four-year-old, and you know, I'm real leery about letting him even touch those things. Is there anything I can paint them with to make them safer?
Well, any kind of stain or sealant would shut down the availability of that stuff out to someone's skin.
Like a deck sealer?
Yeah, any of those kind of things. You'd have to redo it every few years.
Sure.
I used to use a Thompson's water seal on an outdoor wooden St. Francis that we have in the backyard. My wife's name is Judith Francis Keg, so we always have a St. Francis inside and one outside. And this wooden one I knew would deteriorate. I had gotten it from a really cool little Mexican import place in Dallas. And we used Thompson's water seal for several years with some pretty good success. And then the little paint store that I dealt with, I went in to buy some one day, and he said, Howard, don't buy this stuff. They've changed the formula, and it doesn't work as well. And he had me buy just a real high-quality stain. And I can't remember the brand name, but it stained and penetrated the wood. And, boy, it has lasted much better than the Thompson's water seal.
And no concern about anything from that leaching into the soil?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay.
It's no problem there. Look at the ingredients on them, but the stains are pretty pretty benign.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Long term, change to stone or something that you don't have those issues with.
And I had every intention of doing that when I first moved into this house. And once I moved that first 10 or 12 load of cross ties, my ambition waned.
I understand.
Yeah.
Thank you, Neil.
Thank you.
Talk to you later. Yeah, if you're doing new stuff, raised beds, especially for food crops, real stone or concrete or concrete stone or something like that, a good way to go. If you want to avoid the cost of it, you can do beds for herbs and vegetable gardens, even landscaping, by simply raising the bed by mixing in the compost, the rock powders, the sugars, cornmeal, all the things that we recommend, which you can find in detail on under guides on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Adding those ingredients you mix it into the native soil, it raises the area, make it flat on top, carve the edges down, 45 degree angle. The organic amendments will hold it in place, especially when you mulch, and you don't even have to build a wall necessarily. Okay, 866-444-3478. Those of you holding, we'll get to you right away when we come back. Don't go away.